ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय We continue reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, the Saman Bonum, Chapter 14, Brahma's Prayers to Lord Krishna, Text 38 and 39, because Text 38, one line, purport. And then we continue on to Text 39. Text 38. Everyone, please follow me. Jananta eva jananto kim bahukya na me prabho manaso vapusho vacho vaibhavam Tava gochara jananta eva jananto kimbahukya name prabho manaso vapuso vacho vaibhavam tava gochara Word for word meaning, Jananta, persons who think they are aware of your unlimited potency. Eva, certainly. Janantu, let them think like that. Kim, what is the use? Bahu uktya, with many words. Na, not. Me, my. Prabho, O Lord. Manasa, of the mind. Vapusha, of the body. Vacha, of the words. Vaibhavam, opulences. Tava, your. Gochara, within the range. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jaya. Translation. There are people who say, I know everything about Krishna. Let them think that way. As far as I am concerned, I do not wish to speak very much about this matter. Oh my Lord, let me say this much. As far as your opulences are concerned, they are all beyond the reach of my mind, body, and words. This purport, or everybody please repeat after me. There are people who say, I know everything about Krishna. Let them think that way. As far as I am concerned, I do not wish to speak very much about this matter. Oh my Lord, let me say this much. As far as your opulences are concerned, they are all beyond the reach of my mind, body, and words. Purport. This translation is quoted from Srila Prabhupada's Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter 21, text 27. Let's see what Srila Prabhupada says in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, text 21. 21 chapter. This is the opulence and sweetness of Lord Krishna. The same, exactly the same translation, Srila Prabhupada says, there are people who say, I know everything about Krishna. Let them think that way. As far as I am concerned, I do not wish to speak very much about this matter. Oh my Lord, let me say this much. As far as your opulences are concerned, they are beyond the reach of my mind, body, and words. Shall we read Prabhupada's purport on that one? I think that would be nice, isn't it? Why did not they did not include this from the... Size? Okay. We have the whole lifetime to read. Let's see the purport. This is a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam 10.14.38. Again, it went back to the Srimad Bhagavatam. Spoken by Lord Brahma after he had stolen Lord Krishna's calves and cowherd boys. And Krishna had exhibited his transcendental opulence by recreating all the stolen calves and cowherd boys by his Vishnu Murti expansions. After he had seen this, Brahma offered the above prayer. So this is... This is the prayer, the second to the last prayer of Lord Brahma, glorifying Lord Krishna. And have you heard of this before? I know everything about Krishna. It's like when you distribute books. My dear sir, please take this book. Oh, I know Krishna. I know Krishna. No need. I know Krishna. Anyone who says, I know Krishna, that means they don't know Krishna. And those who says, I don't know about Krishna, that means they know something about Krishna. It is very difficult to convince a person who says, I know Krishna, I don't need this book. Usually we can convince them when we say, okay, you know Krishna? Then why don't your friends and relatives know about Krishna? Okay, you can buy this book and you can give it to them. So, from this text 38, Lord Brahma is considering himself that I do not wish to speak very much about this matter, but because ultimately, up to a certain extent, he knew the vastness of Lord Krishna's opulences. He says in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that after Lord Krishna revealed to Lord Brahma about his being, trying to be bewildered by Lord Brahma, actually Lord Krishna himself bewildered Lord Brahma. So much so that it says in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, the same chapter, that Lord Krishna created unlimited universes and unlimited universes in the material world. No, it didn't say in the Srimad Bhagavatam. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita it says, within a moment, he demonstrated this to Lord Brahma, that in each and every universe there is also the bewilderment of Lord Brahma in each universe trying to bewilder the same Krishna himself. Can you follow? In each and every universe that Lord Krishna created, after this, Lord Krishna demonstrated to Lord Brahma that there are many Lord Brahmas besides him. Some are 8 heads, 16 heads, 32 heads, 64 heads, 100 heads, thousands heads, 10,000 heads, 100,000 heads, 10 million heads. Would you like to have a 10 million head yourself? You'd like to imagine that? Well, we've seen in the news sometimes there are 2 heads, 1 body is present. But 4 heads, kind of difficult to imagine. Oh, what about 10 million heads? And Lord Brahma also witnessed all of this again in the Dwarka Leela, when Lord Brahma visited Lord Krishna in Dwarka. The Chokidar asked, what do you want? Well, I want to see Lord Krishna. So the Chokidar went to Lord Krishna. And then Lord Krishna asked him, who is Lord Brahma? He is. Because he says, I'm Lord Brahma, so tell Lord Krishna that Lord Brahma is here. So the Chokidar returned. And then the Chokidar asked, who's Lord Brahma are you? Then Lord Brahma became a little bit stunned. He says, I thought there is only one Lord Brahma. Tell Lord Krishna that I am Lord Brahma, the father of the 4 Kumaras, the 4 Kumaras. So he went back again to Lord Krishna and says, okay, let him in. He told the Chokidar, or the security guard. And then Lord Brahma was startled, and he welcomed Krishna. Welcome, Lord Brahma. Welcome, welcome. What is it that you want? I am very surprised by your presence. Lord Brahma says, oh, well, before I tell you why I came, first of all, you asked me, which Lord Brahma am I? I thought I'm the only Lord Brahma. Then Lord Krishna, within one moment, he showed there are many Lord Brahmas, again the same. So this is the second time Lord Brahma saw that there are many Lord Brahmas besides himself. And each and every one of them, again, they all offer obeisances, and each head has like very nice decorated helmet. And they all pay obeisances, touching Lord Krishna's lotus feet. So now, not everyone is seeing. This is happening. Lord Krishna shows in all the different universes in the material world to Lord Brahma that this is happening simultaneously. Just like Lord Krishna gave Arjuna the divine vision to see the universal form. Now, not everyone saw universal form in the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Lord Brahma was given an opportunity to witness and reveal all of these things happening at the same time. So when all the Lord Brahmas, they offered all of their obeisances, they made a tumultuous, very nice sounds like doing kirtan. when they offer their obeisances. And Lord Brahma now became so bewildered. Again, Lord Brahma being bewildered. So, unlimited universes, unlimited material universes, unlimited Vaikuntha planets, and this Vaikuntha planets and the all the universes in the material world is just a dot in the corner of the spiritual world. The spiritual world is compared to a lotus flower, and the world of the lotus flower is Vrindavan. And Vrindavan, also that means there is Mathura, Dwarka, in the outskirts. And it says that one Vaikuntha planet is 8 yojanas in length, in breadth, times 10, times 100, times 10,000, times 100,000, times 10 million. This is the size of one Vaikuntha planet. This is the opulence of Lord Krishna. And the material world, our universe, is the smallest. That's why we only have four-headed Lord Brahma. 4 billion miles in diameter. That means the more Lord Brahma has many heads, that means the bigger the universe is. So when Lord Brahma saw all of these different Lord Brahmas, that means our Lord Brahma, he saw also many Lord Shivas with also practically unlimited heads, and many King Indras. Same in Dwarka, he had darshan of this. So we can understand his unlimited opulence of the Supreme Lord is being exhibited. And here, Sukadeva Goswami also says in his Chaitanya Charitamrita that it's coward boy, because Lord Krishna is unlimited, he has also unlimited coward boyfriends and unlimited calves and cows. And he also unlimited cowherd girlfriends. But the Acharya says, just to give us an estimation of the extent of Lord Krishna's opulence, he has 3 billion gopis, cowherd girlfriends. Almost half of the population. But that is just a figure to give us. Each coward boy has quintillion cows. You know how much is quintillion? Well, so many zeros. So many. And we also mentioned before that 5,000 years ago, there is very wide roadways, because they have so many cows and calves where they will pass by to pasture the cows. And braj means to go, to move the cows. Braj means to pasture the cows. So, that is in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, sparkly. So we continue, text 39. My dear, sorry, the Sanskrit first. Anujanihi mam Krishna sarvam tvam betsi sarvadri tvam eva jagatam nato jagat etat tabarpitam. Anujanihi mam Krishna sarvam tvam vetsi sarvadrik Tvam eva jagatam nato. Jagat etat tabarpitam. So word for word meaning now, anujanihi, please give live, mam, to me, Krishna, O Lord Krishna, sarvam, everything, tvam, you, vetsi, no, sarvadrik, all-seeing, tvam, you, eva, alone, jagatam, of all the universes, nataha, the master, jagat, universe, etat, this, tava, to you, arpitam, is offered. Translation and purport, again by the disciples of His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. My dear Krishna, I now humbly request permission to live. Actually, you are the knower and seer of all things. Indeed, you are the Lord of all the universes, and yet I offer this one universe unto you. Everybody, please repeat. My dear Krishna,
my dear Krishna,
I now humbly request permission to live. Actually, you are the knower and seer of all things. Indeed, you are the Lord of all the universes. And yet, I offer this one universe unto you. Purport. In his Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Srila Prabhupada has quoted Lord Brahma as follows. My dear Lord, although you are the Supreme Lord of all creations, I sometimes falsely think that I am the master of this universe. I may be the master of this universe, but there are innumerable universes. And there are also innumerable Brahmas who preside over these universes. But actually, you are the master of them all. As the super soul in everyone's heart, you know everything. Please, therefore, accept me as your surrendered servant. I hope that you will excuse me for disturbing you in your pastimes with your friends and calves. Now, if you will kindly allow me, I will immediately live so you can enjoy your friends and calves without my presence. The words sarvatvam vetsi sarvadrik are very significant here. Lord Krishna knows everything and sees everything. And therefore, Lord Brahma did not need to remain in Vrindavan to maintain his personal loving contact with the Lord. In fact, as the creator of the universe, Lord Brahma was somewhat out of place in the simple, blissful atmosphere of Vrindavan, where Lord Krishna was exhibiting his supreme opulences in herding cows, enjoying picnics, playing games, and so on. Upon seeing the intense love of the residents of Vrindavan had for Lord Krishna, Brahma felt unqualified to remain there. He was not eager to give up the Lord's association, but he felt it better to return to his personal devotional service in Brahmaloka. Somewhat embarrassed and unhappy over his foolish attempt at bewildering the Lord, Brahma preferred to resume his transcendental loving service rather than trying to enjoy the Lord's presence. Hare Krishna. So, till up to now and the next one, Lord Krishna was not saying anything. He was just listening the whole time. He did not interrupt Lord Brahma's glorifying himself, Lord Krishna. Because he was just thinking, why are you glorifying me? I'm just a mere village, simple villager, cowherd boy. But even though, yes, externally he sees Lord Krishna as just like a young, small boy, but the opulence is, and all the greatness was shown to Lord Brahma, expanding himself into so many cows and so many cowherd boys, and all of this into also having Vishnu form, after that transforming. And for 1 year, all the cowherd boys, they were actually did not move from that spot. They were waiting for Lord Krishna to come back. That means they think that is only a moment, but actually it is like 1 year that Lord Krishna expanded himself again, going back and forth to the mothers and the parents of the cowherd boys, exactly the same as their own son, but the parents have more increased their love. So he says that they were there exactly for 1 year, so they did not change much, but they grew up also. They increased their size. And then when they went home, they told their parents that Krishna killed which demon? Agasura. With dried skin of that snake, the Agasura. So for them, it seems to be like, oh, Krishna killed the demon today, and then we're going home. They are also put into illusion, yoga maya, in that way. So Lord Brahma was bewildered for a few moments, one moment, or in our time, relative, it's 1 year. But his bewilderment put him into knowledge. The whole material world is under the jurisdiction of avidya, ignorance. That's why the conditioned souls, because not knowing, Prabhupada says that the root cause of our suffering is ignorance, avidya. This is an energy of the Supreme Lord, which pervades the whole material creation. In the spiritual world is vidya, knowledge. The conditioned souls are put into avidya, because that is the nature of this world. And that's why we suffer. So we have to get out of this avidya conditioning. How? By performing bhakti, performing devotional service. The pure devotees of the Supreme Lord, when they come out of the avidya and come to the vidya platform, then they use everything for Krishna's pleasure. Those who are in avidya, they use everything For whose pleasure? Their own pleasure. Their own pleasure. They don't care for anybody else. Very selfish. So Lord Brahma, he has now come into the Vidya platform. He knew that he became proud. Pride means excessively thinking of oneself to be great. That's pride. I know better. And this can be categorized as, in few aspects, one can be proud if he has good parentage, good education, rich, and beauty. Now one can be ugly, and one can be uneducated, and one can be in ignorance. But if he has a lot of money, he still can be proud. So Lord Brahma, he became proud because he was the master of the universe. But after this, he understood, I'm not the master of this universe. Actually, Krishna is my master. And therefore, I have to eat my pride. There's a saying like that, right? Eat your pride. When you understood your position, your status, when you understood that, hey, that's why we have to be careful not to be proud. It says in the Srimad Bhagavatam, those who are proud, they go to one of the hellish planets in the lower region. One should not be show his prideness to those who are senior to him, to those who are more knowledgeable to him. Senior by age and by realization, because seniority means by age, or seniority means in our understanding is that if you take initiation before me, you are my senior. Or especially seniority means those who are more realized in knowledge, more knowledgeable, and they practice what they say. They walk their talk. And they could be just new. But if they have more, it's like Prabhupada says, anyone who knows Krishna consciousness, even a new bhakta can give the Bhagavatam class. But usually we don't do this. We will do this if no one is around, if no senior, like by age or seniority. So one who is educated, more educated than you, you should show respect. So here, Lord Brahma is doing this. Srila Prabhupada also is proud. He has pride also. Huh? Prabhupada? Being proud? I'll read to you a letter Srila Prabhupada wrote to Mukunda. That means Mukunda Goswami. That was in 1969. I am so proud of having beautiful disciples like you who understand the inner meaning of my mission. Actually, I want the people of the whole world to come to God consciousness and be happy. So one can be proud in a proper way. Prabhupada says, a devotee, our members can be proud also that you are a devotee. But don't be proud and not distribute this knowledge to others. Then that is wrong. Proud to be a devotee, yes, but also I should help others in their Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada says here, I want the people of the whole world to come to God consciousness and be happy. Prabhupada says to Burijan Prabhu also in the Philippines, that I want the whole universe to come to Krishna consciousness. So Srila Prabhupada is like this. You know what? Radharani is also very proud. I'll read to you another one. She slips in her room with the aroma of pride. And when she lies down in her bed, the transcendental variety of her loving ecstasies is like a jeweled locket in the midst of her necklace of separation. So, being proud can be put in a proper perspective. But the conditioned souls being proud is not the same as the devotees being proud. And Lord Brahma in the beginning of him being proud is put in a wrong position. But now he understood, I have to be humble now. And I think I am impeding the pastimes of Lord Krishna along with his eternal associates, the Brajabasis. So let me exit and let me do my duty. I know that Krishna sees everything, he knows everything, and therefore, wherever I am, he understood that my love for him is so great, but I don't want to be here. I'm, you may say, out of place. I'm out of place because I don't have that same spontaneous love that the Brajabasis has for Lord Krishna. Mine is, will be developed later on. That even previous to this verse, many verses, he asked that I don't mind being a blade of grass. This is out of humility. Remember that sloka, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Trinadapi sunichena taror iva sahisnuna amanena manadena kirtaniya sadahari. According to Sanatana Goswami, Lord Brahma is doing Hari Kirtan. He's doing Kirtan. Nama Kirtanam. Why? Because he's glorifying. He's addressing Lord Krishna in many, many ways that how great Lord Krishna is. Like kirtan doesn't mean just like chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Kirtan also means glorification of the Lord's name, fame, form, qualities, and pastimes. So, Prabhupada says here, there is no need for me to be here in the Krishna book. Now if you will kindly allow me, I will immediately live so you can enjoy your friends and calves without my presence. He's like, he's thinking that I made a blunder. Now I know who you are. So I better just leave you alone with your eternal associates and continue what you're doing as before. I know who you are now. So let me go. It's like humility is there. The opposite of being proud means being humble. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, one should be more tolerant than a tree, lower than a blade of grass, and should be ready to offer respect to everyone and not expecting any respect for himself. Then one can chant the holy name of the Lord constantly. This is the formula. Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur says also that we should strang this mantra and put it as a necklace around our neck so that we will always remember this. So Lord Brahma, he says, I don't mind being a blade of grass in Vrindavan or in the immediate boundary of Vrindavan, because at least when the Brijabasis will walk by, then with their passing by, some dust coming, touching their lotus feet will be a thorn in my head. And then he says also, one said, I don't mind being a deer in Vrindavan. Did you hear that from the previous slokas? No? No? Well, he says that also. I don't mind being a deer. Even lower. These are very low species compared to human form. But they get the mercy. The deer, dear to Krishna, or the cows, very dear to Krishna. Don't think that the position of the cows is lesser than Mother Yasoda. No. Lord Krishna even spent more time with the cows than Mother Yasoda. The whole day. Practically, till they go home. Almost like 12 hours with the cows. So, Prabhupada's disciple says here that the words Sarvatvam Vetsi Sarvadrik are very significant here. Because Lord Brahma knows that Lord Krishna sees everything, He knows everything, so wherever I am, He knows what I'm doing. So let me just go back to my service. And this is higher than being with Lord Krishna and not doing anything. It's like when Prabhupada would travel many, many places all over the world, some devotees will be distributing books at the airport, and Prabhupada is coming, they will continue distributing books. Okay, they have a glimpse of Srila Prabhupada, but many are with Prabhupada, traveling, greeting him. But the book distributors, they continue distributing books. This is very important. We should not to be with our Guru Maharaj, to enjoy the presence of our Guru Maharaj, because this is a tendency. The Guru Maharaj is coming, and therefore I will show I'm doing a lot of service. I'll be very busy. I'll be really like enthusiastic. But when the Guru Maharaj goes, back to basics, back to normal. So it's better, because in our philosophy, it is better that we follow the instructions of Srila Prabhupada, the disciplic succession, our Guru Maharaj, sincerely. We mentioned this earlier before, to serve Guru Maharaj is more dangerous than serving the deities, because we can have the tendency to be familiar, that the Guru Maharaj is like an ordinary person like I do. In the deities, if you commit offenses while doing puja or arti, you chant one chapter of Bhagavad Gita. That will be nullified. Or chant more Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. But then if we offend the Vaishnavas, our spiritual master, by serving him, thinking him as an ordinary man, then there is no chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra can nullify this. Or there is no chanting of one chapter of Bhagavad Gita can nullify this. So here, Lord Brahma understood his position out of humility. He's asking, begging for pardon, that please, you please give me permission to live. Because it's better that I go. Because if I'm here, I may commit an offense again. We have to be careful with dealing with devotees, okay? Whether they're the senior devotees or even the newly recruit devotees. Because we don't know who they are. After some time, we don't know, maybe those new recruit devotees will be like shooting like a star and will be more surrendered than I am, and therefore I commit an offense. And not just that, we should also be careful dealing with non-devotees. We should not think, hey, I'm a devotee, you're not a devotee, so I can do anything. That is very, very detrimental also in our execution of bhakti. So we should learn from Lord Brahma the humility, or in the beginning he was proud, and then he understood, he comes into his intelligence, into vidya, he understood his position. Lord Brahma was bewildered for one moment, and we have been bewildered for many, many lifetimes in many, many species of life. Not just for 1 second, not just for 1 year, but we've been bewildered for koti, 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 millions and millions of lifetimes. And we're still being very proud. We have to get rid of this by serving the Vaishnavas, understanding our eternal position, being servant, the servant of the servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And by chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, without any ulterior motives, without any vested interest, then we can go on and make progress gradually. Hare Krishna. Any other points or question? Gopal Prabhu?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the entire class due to my negligence.
You're exempted.
But two things. You commented that during the 1 year period, Burma had encased the cowboys in the cave. Krishna expanded himself into all the cowherd boys, and there were others.
Three sets. Those cowherd boys that was put into the cave by Lord Brahma is not the expansion of Lord Krishna.
No.
That is the Mohamaya, the bewildering energy of the Supreme Lord.
You said that the mothers' love for their children intensified.
Yeah. So, like the same as Lord, they have for Lord Krishna.
And it wasn't just the mothers.
The cows. Mothers and the cows,
they
yes.
gave more milk, and
they're running from Govardhan
just to see their children.
Right.
And the second point is that you were speaking on the familiarity.
Breeds contempt.
Yes, so personal experiences, if you look at ISKCON as it has progressed over the years.
Yes.
Many devotees who had excessive association with Srila Prabhupada fell down from their devotional service. And Srila Prabhupada told me, he said, the highest form of service is service and separation.
Right.
So if you can volunteer or do some service where you have to separate yourself from the masses of devotees and even the association of the Guru Maharaj just to go out and preach. So just like Srila Prabhupada did when he came to America by himself.
Exemplified that.
He exemplified that. And the only person that lived with Sri Prabhupada was his Guru Maharaj.
Yeah. He said, I never feel any separation.
Yes.
Because the service itself is with the Guru or with Krishna. Can I read this one? A low-born and abominable person who in this life becomes falsely proud, thinking I am great, and thus fails to show proper respect to one more elevated than he by birth, austerity, education, behavior, caste or spiritual order, is like a dead man even in this lifetime. And after that, he is thrown headfirst into the hell known as Sarakadharma. Sarakardama. There he must suffer great tribulation at the hands of the agents of Yamaraj. Fifth canto, chapter 26, text 30. We should be all scared. It is. If you see a sannyasi or more higher than you, offer at least pranams. I notice we're losing this culture of respect in Krishna consciousness. How are you going to make advancement? How are you going to go back to Godhead? We all want to go back home, back to Godhead. Right, Gopal Prabhu?
Yes. On that point, if we take as an example the Rajya Muni, he had offended Amarish, and Krishna brought his Sudarshan Chakra to retaliate against his offense, and Devarshan Muni was very advanced and was able to travel all the way to Vaikuntha.
Yes.
Lord Narayan told him, he says, I can forgive many offenses, but if you offend a Vaishnava, then there is nothing I can do about it. You have to get that forgiveness from that person. So I was just listening today that I was wondering, is Devarsha Muni a Vaishnava?
Yes.
He is a Vaishnava, but yes, he offended a more senior Vaishnava.
But then he asked, he came, and before, he said, Bhagavatam says that before he asked for forgiveness, Ambarish Maharaj already have forgiven him. This is a Vaishnava. They don't take any offenses. That doesn't mean we should offend them.
No.
Durvasa Muni gave benediction to Radharani that whatever she cooks will never get sick and will live for a long time. That's why. And nectar. Everything that she cooks will be nectar, and will the person who will honor her cook the dishes.
Radharani is cooking in the kitchen.
Yes. Will never get sick, and everything will be nectar. That's Durvasa Muni also. Giving blessings to Radharani. Shall we stop here now? One comment? Okay, quick, please. We don't want to offend the cooks. We have to honor the prasadam.
Thank you, Mohan, for your nice class. And this class is very, very important for us. And here, Lord Brahma, he wanted to praise Lord Krishna. But when he understood that he is the Supreme Personal Godhead, then he praised Lord Krishna, and after that he wanted to get permission for Lord Krishna, from Lord Krishna to leave the Vrindavan. But Lord Krishna didn't say anything, he was silent.
Yeah, he was silent.
For this silent, Lord Krishna, it is indicates that Lord Prabhupada should go back to his own airport and he should fulfill his devotional service.
Yeah.
Then he may come back to Vrindavan, then he may get the blessed from the inheritance of them. So we should understand, we should do our devotional service under our authority, our spiritual master, and after completing our devotional service, then we can do other things. And also Maharaj, you mentioned that Gurujan Prabhu, he Srila asked him, he told him, you should learn and teach it to others. And we should reach the Prabhupada, and we should realize it, and we should distribute it to others. Then we can distribute more and more books if we study ourselves.
Yeah, if you learn and you don't teach, you lose what you learn. Prabhupada told this to Yamuna Mataji also. Prabhupada directly taught Yamuna Mataji how to cook. That you have to also give this knowledge to others, otherwise you will lose it.
Yes, Maharaj, if you don't distribute this knowledge to others, then what will become dry sir.
I see, okay.
Thank you, Maharaj, for your
Dhanyavaad. Srila Prabhupada ki.